Welcome to the CRA Resource Show. CRA Resources is a unique recruitment agency with the single focus of providing CRA staffing for clinical studies across North America. My name is Becky Clark, and I'm Operations Manager here at CRA Resources. And today we're sitting down with Angela Roberts, Head of Recruiting, and special guest Kathleen Hanlon. Kathleen is a seasoned clinical operations consultant. We have worked with Kathleen in the past as a hiring manager. She's a senior level VP consulting in the industry and has managed, overseen, and developed the monitoring group and their interactions with sponsor vendors and clinical teams. So before we get started, make sure to visit craresources.com/blog to catch up on our latest blog posts. You can also sign up there to get this content delivered to your inbox. So I'll turn it over to Angela and she can give us some more details about our topic today.
So our topic today, and you know, I mentioned this, I think the last one, the last time we did a podcast with a senior level hiring manager, is our topics are very limited because we are a recruiting company. So it's only going to be a handful of things, but today we're going to talk about interviewing, but it's important because we're going to talk about the difference of providing general responses versus detailed responses, why it's important. We're going to give you some examples so that you as an interviewer can be a little more prepared. And as a hiring manager, you know where to dig so that you can identify better quality candidates, especially in this huge pool of candidate market that we're dealing with. So, Ms. Kathleen, when you are hiring a CRA, talk to me about what you're looking for as it relates to a general response to a question versus what you really are looking for in the details that may or may not be provided by the candidate.
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Angela. So, you know, I think it's important to preface this discussion with just an understanding that the environment is becoming much more competitive than it has in the past. And I think that, you know, certainly honing your interview skills and sort of, you know, really targeting what hiring managers are looking for is going to improve your employment experience. So that's happy to help with that. So your question was regarding when people answer questions sort of generically, and I'll give an example with that. And you say, okay, tell me about yourself and your experience. What I as a hiring manager, and I know others are really looking for, is what do you bring? Right. So tell me what, number one, you know, what is your experience, and be honest and robust about what your experience is, because the hiring manager should push and figure out, okay, so you said you worked on the syndication for 5 years. What did you do? How many, you know, how many data logs were there? How many, you know, sites did you have? How frequently were you there? How were your relationships with those sites, et cetera? You know, that level is kind of what we need to understand. So I would I would encourage you, as you're answering that question, to think about, you know, what you, obviously being robust and transparent about your experience, but also highlighting what you really love to do and what you're really good at, right? And maybe that's, you know, I love helping the site figure out the lab kit, or I love you know, helping the site when they have really difficult medical, whatever it is, right? Tell us, let us know, give us some stories that, you know, help us to understand the strength of your experience. And most importantly, what people want to know is, what was the impact, right? And, you know, sure, if the impact is increased enrollment and perfect data, wonderful. That's not always the case, though.
I
agree. Impact could be just, you know, that you helped a site that was really frustrated with the sponsor continue for the next study, you know, whatever it is. But think about what your services are. What value do they bring the company that is interviewing you, right? Because there are several people to choose from now. And, you know, you really want to put your best foot forward. And it also helps to identify, you know, those roles that may focus on the opportunities or the strengths that you you have outlined for us.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah, we talk about this all the time, is I think job seekers fail to remember that their job application is not about them. I get it. Yeah. They got a mortgage payment. They got kiddos. They got to go to college. They've got all that stuff. You're working in this industry for money, and money is needed to survive on. I get all of that. But whenever you're applying for jobs, it has to be a match. I call it a marriage in a lot of ways, to where you're going to be aligned with that company. And the only way you can do that is to be extremely transparent, open and honest about what you do bring to the table. And you gotta think about the company in order to be able to articulate
You have to, you have to plan for each company. You have to think about what phases of trials are they in, you know, where are they? Have I worked with those sites before? You know, do I know this PI very well? Sort of selling yourself is more than just I'm available.
I would agree. And we see that a lot. And I know there's a lot of recruiting agencies out there that will just, and we see this all the time. A CRA will say, hey, we've got this ophthalmology study, or we've got this, that, or the other. And they're like, yes, submit me. We're like, no, that's not the way it works. We're not going to do that. You know, and to me, that's a little frightening, because they're just, well, submit me and I'll go talk to them and see if I'm interested. I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about your ophthalmology experience. I want to understand what indications you've had. I want to know how complex they are. I want to know if you love the field, because if you really don't want to do ophthalmology, you want to do something else, I need to know that, because I want to put you where you're going to stick. So we need to have a real transparent discussion. And often they'll, you know, they'll say, yeah, I've got 10 years of oncology. Okay, what kind of oncology? Will I do this, that, or the other? And then you start really digging into, okay, well, talk to me about your endpoints. What were some of the challenges on the study? Did they have problems with recruitment at sites, and how did you help them with that? And they, there's like a deer caught in headlights. They don't remember any details whatsoever. Yes. And that's awful, awful.
Well, it is. It is, because, you know, they're looking to you to, you know, understand your experience beyond just recruit. It's not just recruitment.
Yeah.
Right. Recruitment is one. You always hear about recruitment, because
that's always the problem.
Recruitment is money, right?
It's key. Exactly.
But a good CRA is so much more.
Yeah.
So much more than that. Yeah. And so, you know, people who are people who know sort of what they want to look for, they don't just want somebody who says that they are, you know, available. Well, what can you uniquely bring, right? Because of course, and you as the recruiting agency want to staff the best people for that job, right?
Yep.
And you have many jobs, so you have different groups of the best people, right? Mm-hmm. It's not that one ophthalmology job, you're not going to get another call for another month. There are.
Exactly.
But, you know, you want to make it a really quality presentation.
Yeah. Yeah, and I would interject and say that presentation even starts at the resume level, because we have clients who even push back before even the interview takes place. They push back on the resume because it's too generic. You know, they just bullet point the same tasks over and over for every CRA position, and they don't say uniquely what happened here and how did you provide value and what distinguishes this contract from another contract and whatnot. And you speak to that on your resume first, and then you can take that information, translate that to your interview, because you already know how to distinguish yourself. Do it at every level.
I love that.
That's a beautiful point. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
We were just looking for a senior director level for a client of ours, which is kind of an unusual position for us, because we do focus mostly on CRAs. But there was this gal that came through, and she had copied the job description of her last positions, and that was what was on her resume. And it was obvious that that's what she had done, because there were sentences in there that said may contribute to the writing of the monitoring plan. Oh, and I'm thinking to myself, Lord have mercy. I have no idea what this lady did or did not do. And what I'm looking for, especially at the senior level, senior CRAs, lead CRAs and above, I want to know what you accomplished. I want to know what your wins were.
And so, you know, just one thing I wanted to add to Becky's point earlier was, to be able to put the outcome onto your resume, right? It doesn't have to be elaborate. It can be a sentence. It can be a phrase, and then you use that during the interview. Mm-hmm. Because to that point, people want to understand what you do, how you do, and how it ended up.
Yeah, that's right? Exactly right.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, and like I said to you, it can be more than just I increase the speed of enrollment. That's not the only thing that is, I mean, that's very valuable. If it's true and you can articulate exactly what you did to increase the speed of enrollment, because we all know it's not just one player, it's a dance, it's a cast of, you know, people that work on this, you know, together. So I think if you, you know, if you think about, you know, just really selling yourself and taking pride in mm-hmm. what you do and what you offer, I think it's going to help you quite a bit on these interviews.
I agree. Yeah. Yeah.
And taking pride in it in a sense that, I mean, we see a lot of senior folks who say, you know what, I have so many years of experience, take my word for it. This is what I've done.
It doesn't work.
Exactly. I mean, you got to have the pride in it to be able to articulate it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And don't assume people know what you've done in that bank of 20 years. Sure, you think you're qualified, but you got to go the extra mile to articulate that to each hiring manager, because you've got to knock their socks off. It's not a given.
Yes. And I can tell you, as a hiring manager, I can see somebody with a resume has 5 years experience and somebody with a resume that has 25 years experience. And I can go for the 5 year very frequently if it's a stronger indication of what that person's going to actually do.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes
so
you can feel the energy too in the resume, can't you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And don't rely on your years of experience, because, you know, somebody said this to me once and it's very true. You can say you have 20 years of experience as a CRA. Have you been doing the same thing for 20 years? Or have you increased your responsibilities and your oversight throughout the years? That's what I want to hear about.
Yeah, the progression and the variety, right?
And frankly, maybe you have stayed doing the same level, but there's still more there. What, you know, what's the interest there? People are going to probe on it. It's not going to be accepted. Oh, you have 20 years. Okay, come on in. You know, you're not applying to work at McDonald's. You're applying to work in clinical research, which relies on patient data and is a very, it's a large industry. And it's, as I said earlier, it's becoming more and more competitive, and the need to really articulate the value that you bring, very, very important.
Yeah, you want to show that you're a results-driven professional, and that you're looking for the results, and you're going in. You're not just going in to do SDV and check the reg binder and answer any questions that the site has. You want to. What's the result? What's the point of the project? And what are you doing to help that company achieve that point of the project? And that's, no matter what your title and what your role is, especially and we touched on this when we were prepping for this call, is, you know, this industry, the pendulum swings back and forth between companies that use a CRO and then companies that decide they don't want to use a CRO. And when they bring those ClinOps in-house, they're concerned about how they manage those end results. And the CRAs that come on board, it's a whole different ballgame, isn't it, Kathleen?
Well, it is. And I will tell you, I'm seeing, you know, more and more, and I'm sure you are too, companies, you know, pretty small, some large companies and some small to mediums. I've been interacting more with the small to mediums that, you know, are saying, you know, we really want to bring things in-house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And have you done that before, you know, and what does that look like? And, you know, fortunately, I did have the opportunity to have that experience and understand the need is, you know, if you can have a team of really committed, excellent collaborative monitors that work well together, you could have a very secure job for a number of years in the future. But I do think the industry is going to be changing a bit from that anonymous person that goes to the site to, no, it's Sally Sue, and I know exactly, or John, or whoever, and I know exactly when they're going to the site and what is expected of them, and, you know, how this wraps up. That's going to be, I think, the way that the industry is moving, because everything is getting tighter.
I agree. I absolutely agree. And I think to that point, that's the reason why, and we are seeing obviously a lot of fraudulence in the industry. And, you know, Kathleen, you and I have talked about that ad nauseum and in different instances. But, you know, and I think that's the other aspect as to why, even if you're a senior level CRA, you're competing with individuals who show they've got 10, 15, 20 years experience and they work at Verizon. That's they don't have any experience, and they've paid the fee to learn how to pass interviews. They can pass an interview, a generic one, just like you can. And they have a pleasing personality, and they snow people. They trick hiring managers all day, every day. We see it. I will tell you right now, we've got a big sponsor that's looking for CRA2s. They've got 5 open positions, and of course, we posted it. Well, CRA2s, it's like a flipping free-for-all, right? We got like hundreds of people coming through our portal, and I would say over 60% of them, because I jumped in and helped the team manage it, over 60% of them are fraudulent. I got resumes coming in from people that their digital footprint shows they live in other countries. They'll say they work with they live in Dallas, Texas, but they'll provide the Dallas, Pennsylvania zip code, you know, and then they're like, well, why aren't you responding to my application? I'm like, because you don't know what you're doing. I mean, it's really frustrating. And that's a team that only deals with CRAs all day, every day. You hiring managers out there that are trying to hire a team, and you're getting pummeled with these people. It's scary. What would you say to those hiring managers that need the details, but they are being buried by applicants of the underqualified and the fraudulent candidates?
Well, I think the key is to really identify the fraudulent candidates as quickly as possible, right? Mm-hmm. And that it could be in your first couple of questions. You know, you can ask them, you know, a very specific question related to their experience and an indication, and you can understand if they're working it or not, or something related to monitoring. I mean, you certainly want to weed that out as quickly as possible. But that's a point of, you know, that even makes it even worse, the situation, in terms of, you know, you not only just need to, you know, show your value, but, you know, you need to show that you're real.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there could be a perception if people don't know you or they haven't worked with you. You know, you really, people like to hire people that they're comfortable with.
It's a connection.
They feel, one, did they say that you like them, right? I can hire people I don't personally think I would want to be friendly with, but I know that they bring something to the group that is needed.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you want to hire people who, you know, show that enthusiasm. You know, I really want to work for this company.
Exactly.
Even though you may have 6 companies that you want to work for, guess what? Each one you go in, oh no, this is my number one, and this is why.
I absolutely agree. Yeah, you got to show them. I tell them, you know, I don't care if you've got 10 people offering you a job, you have got to be able to articulate in that interview why that company is the company that you want to work for. And if you, even if it's not a question that Kathleen says, tell me why you want to work for me, that may not be a question, but you better get that point across during that interview.
Well, that's it. That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
So I think that is spot on.
All right. So do we have any other thoughts on this topic? Any other things that Kathleen, you can think of?
So, you know, I could go on and on about this, but I think we've, you know, really clarified the salient points that I think are important for people to focus on and to remember and to bring forward in their upcoming interviews. And so certainly I'm happy to, you know, talk about this in the future, but good luck, everyone.
I think the only other thing that I would add, I just thought of, was, you know, you talked about what distinguishes people and their strengths. I think the only other thing is, I think people need to be honest about their weaknesses too. They need to show vulnerability during an interview and not be afraid to do that.
You know what the key with that is too, is it shows that you're self-aware.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But you also want to indicate how you mitigate it. What you've done to overcome it. You don't want to say, you know, this is an ongoing challenge for me. But no, you know, over the years, this is one area where I have found I needed to apply myself more, or I needed to take classes, or whatever it is. And I continually work on it, but I'm doing well at it.
Yes, yes. And in the context of showing that you're a real person, yes. showing a real weakness and what you're doing yes. to overcome it makes you connectable, makes you real, and it makes yes. the person you're speaking with know that you do self-assess and that you care about yourself yes. and the industry and the companies you work for.
Yes, and mm-hmm. really think about that question, too. I mean, I know sort of the go-to answer is, you know, I put too much of myself in my work or something, you know.
Fluff.
Get over that. That may have worked in your first
I have little patience with people anymore. Who don't work as hard as I do.
Yeah, that's actually a terrible answer because you want to be a team player. But do think about that because we all have stuff, right? And,
yeah.
you know, but the key is to choose to identify something that shows that you're self-aware and that you're working on it and that you're able to overcome it. That's perfect.
I agree. I'd love to have you back, Miss Kathleen. Let's talk about we got a whole bunch of stuff we can talk about with you. And so I hope you'll come back and talk to us again.
I would love to come back and talk to you too again. This has been so much fun.
Thank you so much, Kathleen. We have so enjoyed having you. Thank you, Angela, as well, and everybody out there who's listening. At CRE Resources, we understand you have so many options when it comes to selecting which clinical recruiting company to partner with. Not only do we take pride in working with the highest quality CRAs and site managers, we also only work with quality pharmas, biotechs, and medical device companies and CROs who recognize the importance and value of a CRA's role. So feel free to reach out at creresources.com for more information about our firm. We can't wait to work with you.